Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
I work for the state of Florida, the Office of Quality, and we basically just oversee various aspects of child welfare across the state, and, you know, That's me in a nutshell. Besides fishing, I do a lot of fishing in my time off too.
Well, you need to do a lot of fishing because you know, you're giving so much back to the community. And again, I respect anyone in child welfare. And then you're taking those lessons, and then you love the game of baseball, and you get to work with these young guys, and that's a passion along with fishing. Doesn't get much better than that, right?
Absolutely. You know, when it all happened, I was just kind of awestruck. I didn't have any plans of being a high school coach or doing what I'm doing. I just love to work with kids and try to get them to their goals. It is a huge passion of mine, and baseball was a huge passion of mine, so they fit together real nicely. And so I've gotten to expand that now, and I'm hoping through some philanthropy in the future with our team to be able to take some of the guys and go and work with younger generations and donate some of their time to start teaching the younger kids too.
Were you involved with the Bocsiega program when Coach Rogers was there?
I was not.
Okay. So Coach Rogers now, you know, he moved on and has had a lot of success at Hollins. I almost said Dixie. I was trying to stop myself. You can't say Dixie Hollins. And Ray Kennedy, the gentleman you met, he's a graduate, and he kept calling it Dixie Hollins during the interview last week. I'm like, you got to quit calling it Dixie. But anyway, he was in a rebuilding phase. So you set your goal to rebuild your program, kind of like he has over there. And I'm sure your youth and passion, you'll get that accomplished.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, our freshman class this year, they put in so much work. So I'm really excited about our future. Juniors, sophomores that were on the team this year, everybody worked really, really hard. We saw a lot of gains across the board. Some guys, you know, they took their batting average up 200 points.
Wow.
Fielding percentage up.
At my age, I'm excited about taking my blood pressure 90 points down.
Yeah.
You don't hear something going up 200 points.
Absolutely.
Holy moly.
Yes, sir. Actually, we have him at the table here. Let's Joe Geiger, all the way at the end down there.
Let's move that over. I remember Joe.
You remember Joe the kicker?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, my girlfriend's a graduate from Bogey, and we went to the Northeast game. And I thought, look at that small kicker. Holy I think I gave you crap the last time you were down here, didn't I?
Yeah, you were asking me about my weight and all that.
Well, it doesn't look like it's gone up a whole heck of a lot, but...
I'm a little taller, I've heard.
Well, a little taller. I meant a little more meat.
Hey, pitcher provides the power, so...
Exactly. Well, talk about this past season, how much fun you had, and your favorite memory of the 2022 season.
It was a lot of fun. It was definitely up and down, as Coach said. Like, we'd win four straight, and then I think we ended up losing five straight, and then we went into districts playing not so good, and then we ended up shocking some people and won that game. But, yeah, it was fun. My baseball teammates are pretty much my best friends because I hang out with them the most. And my favorite moment was probably the Northeast walk-off. I mean, that was pretty fun.
You had the walk-off?
No, but as a team, it was really fun.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Part of.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're a junior?
Yeah.
So I'm going to see you on the football field again this year.
Yep, I started spring practice a day after we lost to Seminole, so.
So how long have you guys run? You're done now with football?
No, it just started April.
Oh, see, I don't understand your football schedule. Do you guys compete in the summertime too?
Well, they have summer workouts.
Gotcha. And then 7-on-7s.
7-on-7s.
They don't need a kicker for 7-on-7s, though, do they?
No, that's during baseball season.
Now, do you have the opportunity in Florida as baseball players in the off season to be on travel teams?
Yeah, I think we're going to do a travel team this year.
Now, will it be comprised of your Pirates?
Predominantly, yes, it will.
That's
be.
Smart.
We're actually doing the American Legion, which is really great for a lot of our team. We'll get a lot of games. It's not gonna, it doesn't cost the families a whole lot of money, and there's some great competition.
That's the key.
Around. So that's what we'll be doing starting first week of June.
Okay, well, I wanted to know that. Good.
Okay, so you will end up playing summer ball as well.
Yeah, most likely with
these guys. And then Matt will make sure that you're practicing getting it through the sticks, right?
Yep, right. Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, and you got to be excited about football starting too, so yeah. I applaud you. Hey, now, what's tomorrow? It's an important day. What's tomorrow? Can you remember?
Mother's Day.
Good answer. If you guys would have answered that incorrectly, that would have been hell to pay, and especially when you got home, or tomorrow when you didn't. Now, make sure, I'm going to get cream for this, but if you get your mom a card, make sure you put the card in the envelope when you hand it to her. Something happened recently in my life, and I just want to make certain that you put the card in and sign it nicely. And your mother's name?
Jennifer.
Okay, so happy Mother's Day, Jennifer. You have a very...
She's right behind you.
Oh, geez, Louise. You have a great young man here, Jennifer. He's a nice kid. I remember him from last time. Now you want to pass the mic to the gentleman that I thought was like a four-year senior at UCF. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Talk a little... Like I told you last time, talk like you look. A little louder, like you're a tough guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a quiet person in person. So
yeah, you are. Yeah. He's one of those gentle giants. Is that what he is?
Yep.
So talk about this season and how much fun you had and your favorite memory.
It was a good season. We came together as a team a lot. We lost some easy teams, beat some harder teams. My favorite memory was definitely the Osceola win in districts. We won 1-0.
Was that a walk-off, you said?
No, that was Northeast that Joe was talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Northeast was the walk-off, but Osceola was definitely my favorite team to beat because I played their freshman year. I was on the JV team freshman year.
Oh, so you knew some of the fellas.
Yeah.
I bet that was an absolute blast. And you guys probably played Little League or before you got to high school with some of the guys you compete with now across the board. I would assume that happens.
I definitely know some of the people from Little League around the schools around here, and some even play at or used to play at Bogey with me, so yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, so that was your favorite memory, and you're a junior?
I'm graduating this year, so
congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm going to
celebrate.
I'm going to Missouri Valley for baseball. That goes up in there in August.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Where's that located?
Marshall, Missouri.
In fact, I knew that it was in Missouri. I should have remembered that. I'm from Iowa. Have you made a visit yet?
I haven't. I'm going up there in the July for a visit, and then going up there August to move in and everything.
Well, I tell you what... I'm happy for you that you get to continue, the love that you have for the game.
Thank you.
Not a whole lot of kids get to do that. That's a statement that how hard you worked. I'm sure your family's been behind you this whole step of the way. Why don't you do a shout-out to the all-important, the one that brought you on the planet, 18 years ago?
17 years ago.
Well, yep. You were a pup.
Yeah.
you could get into any bar you wanted to, but don't start doing it.
Yeah, so, my mom, my dad, they're not here today, but they're at home right now. But happy Mother's Day, Mom.
What's your mom and dad's names?
Amy and Nick.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I just did the same thing. Happy Mother's Day.
Birthday here, too.
We got a birthday boy here? Oh boy, we'll have a little fun here. We might have to have a little. We'll have the Bogey alum lead the singing of Happy Birthday. Now you do not want that. I can assure you that. Well, what's the Missouri? In fact, I grew up about 60 miles from another town called Missouri Valley, Iowa. What's their mascot?
Oh, the Vikings.
The Missouri Valley Viking.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll follow your Viking career, young man, and I'm sure. Coaching staff's very proud to see your players advance their careers.
Absolutely. Super proud of him. You know, he worked really, really hard all year. He did a great job for us behind the plate. Without him, we would have been in a real tough situation. And, there was a lot of times, I think, when a lot of the players kind of could have gave up and gave in, and they didn't. They pressed through it, and it really showed. Through their hard work, and I think the Moval coach saw that as well. Had a lot of conversation with him, and super proud of Evan.
Oh, and a lot of that is your input, and I know parents appreciate that because I've been involved with that for decades. Coaches assisting families that don't know how to navigate the world of recruiting and where scholarships are available. I mean, Who would have ever thought that a kid from St. Pete, Florida, would have found Missouri Valley, Missouri? And that's the world we live in now, which is a positive,
yeah.
Because you've got social media, you've got game film, you've got video. You can pretty much get a feel for the program, and they can get a feel for you through video conversations and recommendations from guys like you, and that's a big asset.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher than I originally thought, as far as like creating connections and talking to people and promoting the athletes. I mean, with football, they have huddle. You know, they can pretty much go home and take their game film and stick it up there themselves. But there's not really a platform like that that's as user friendly as huddle is for the kids. We do have field level, which has been instrumental in a lot of my connections with coaches, and so I'm super excited for him, and a lot of the connections that I've made this year hopefully will lead to other kids achieving their dreams in college.
All right, well, I'm real proud of you, my man. I do have a question, though. You said you're typically very quiet. As far as I'm concerned, the catcher's the quarterback of the team. Everybody thinks it's the pitcher, but it's not, and you know that. Once you get inside the lines, your personality has to change, because as the catcher, you're calling the shots, essentially, for the pitcher, you know, the coaching staff. You're directing traffic. So you're one of those guys that's quiet off the field. And talk about your style when you're directing, the eight players in front of you.
Yeah, definitely. I think my personality changes on the field a little bit. I get more loud, I get more comfortable, but like in the classroom or out in public, I'm more of a quiet person. I don't really talk that much.
That's not a bad thing. Hey, yeah. Look, you got a big mouth like me that makes up for it for you.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say yeah. No, but you're correct. I bet you do enjoy that. That interaction, and the guys have confidence and faith in you.
Yeah, I definitely get more comfortable with them, especially on the field and on the bus rides to the games and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, another thing, he's taking off. You guys are going to stick around. You guys will be following him all next year. He'll be following you, and you know this as well as I do. You build lifelong friendships and relationships. I was just talking to two friends of mine that we had, you know, some things very successful happened 100 years ago that were just brought to the public's attention again. And we were living it like it was yesterday. It was a track record. It held for 46 years, and these young guys broke it. And one of the young guys that broke, his dad graduated with me. And I was so happy. A lot of people said, oh, he broke your record. It should have been broke 1,000 times. But you guys will all have that kind of bond like I had with my buddy, you know, 47 years ago, relaying that, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the blood, sweat, and tears that you go through. All right, now that I know that you're the leader of the team, right there, the quiet leader, the quiet assassin. All right, young man, I talked to you last time, too. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I bet when Coach asked you to come down, you go, I don't want to go talk to that old dude on my birthday. But you're down at Ferg, so go down and get yourself a sarsaparilla on me or two. And tell the blonde little bartender anything you want for your birthday, if you can stick around. So, 17, 18?
17 today.
17 today. There you go.
Yep, 17 today.
How'd you know that? This is a sad story. And these microphones? What do you think that is? That's the microphone image. I had to have Tristan, who's 14-year-old Ray Kennedy's son, explain that to me. I've been using these backwards for about 4 months like a buffoon, and it does make a big difference. So, great job. You can be my right-hand man. Maybe we'll go call some football games.
There we go. I'm down with that.
All right, young man. So, your name again?
Ben.
Oh, I should remember that. I had a son, Ben. All right, so birthday, Ben. Your position?
I'm a pitcher and an outfielder.
Pitcher and outfielder, and you guys had a up and down season, but you had some success to finish the season. What year are you?
I'm a junior.
So you're a junior. You got a lot to look forward to. Talk about your favorite moment in 2022.
My favorite moment was kind of just a combination of a lot of moments, just the competitive nature we had. We never really quit. We never gave up in any kind of game. Even when we battled good teams like Hollins, Eastlake, we went down to Eastlake and gave them a real tough game, real run for their money. And I really loved how we just came together and just never gave up. I love that about us.
Well, you know, and not because of the lifestyle of the coach, but I was calling you guys the bad news bears. You know, people are expecting just to walk all over you probably when they look on paper initially. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say so, yeah.
And then you guys, you know, get that chip on your shoulder, and you're not rolling over for anyone. You're going to be competitive. You're expecting to walk away with a W, even though, you know, on paper it doesn't look like, you know, you should be on the same field. And that's just the reality of rebuilding the program.
Yeah.
But you got these scrappy young guys that believe in you, and as you said, the competitive nature.
Yeah.
So, highlight of the year for you and the team, a couple of them.
Had to be that win against Osceola in the districts. That was just...
You guys remember that for the rest of your lives, won't you?
100%, 100%. And it was just so fun and so happy to see our guys succeed after all the work we've put in all season. It was just amazing.
Do you think, to a member on the team, that will be everybody's favorite memory of this year?
Yeah, I would say so. There were so many great things that happened in that game for the guys. You know, it was super competitive. Even though it was a pitcher's duel, there were a lot of plays that we had to make on defense that made a difference in that game. I mean, it was 1-0. We went into the last inning, gave up a double to the first guy, so runner on second. We had to get 3 outs, you know, and you know, Evan behind the plate blocked up probably the most vital pitch of that game to make sure that the guy didn't score from third. And then we got a pop out to end it, and the pitcher, who's also a senior, he threw a complete game. I think 80 couple pitches, gave up
a complete
hits.
Game.
Yeah, complete game.
Unheard of in today's world, isn't it?
Yep.
And unheard of.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah. So a lot of stuff from that game. It really was something I think for us to build on. I almost feel like we put so much emotion into that game and that win when we came back the next day to play again. You know, it was a little tougher to get into that one.
And you played Seminole?
We did.
You played Seminole. I believe that Holland's got Seminole.
They did in the 10th.
Yeah, Ralph Rogers just sent me a text.
Yep, 5-4.
Yeah, and Ralph even said, I'm glad you're having the Bogey kids on. He's a fine gentleman, in my opinion. That had to have been just a complete game.
Yep.
Is that the first complete game of the year? How many arms do you have on your staff? Well, you have a small team. Let's share with the audience.
Yeah.
How much work you've done with so few.
Yeah,
that's the thing at Bogey right now, rebuilding the program.
So when I came in, and you mentioned earlier that, you know, teams probably had some forethought about us, you know, based on what was on paper. You got first-year head coach coming out with a whole new staff. You got a roster of 11 from the previous year. So, you know, this year we had some more kids come out in the fall. I felt like they worked really hard in the fall. Our roster expanded to 14. We did lose a couple to grades that I thought really could have made a difference for us. So we're really working hard on the academic side for next year with a lot of them, because that's a huge goal for us as student athletes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we had a roster of 14 that consisted of 5 freshmen on there too. So we had
that's key.
Probably six guys that can consistently throw for us. We did
12 players?
Yeah. Yeah. 6 out of the, yeah. Well, a little, probably almost half of our guys had the ability to come out and throw some innings. And that was through a lot of hard work in the fall. You know, development, working on their mechanics. We do a lot with plyometrics and things to really get their mechanics where they should be. And they really bought into what we were teaching. So that's a testament to their hard work. You know, coming out and being able to have that. So even when we had a couple of injuries, it didn't kill us, I would say. But it definitely hurts. You know, you get a couple guys go down, you only have a roster of 14. You know, there's not much you can do. You're mixing and matching with some freshmen. We had 2 freshmen that started a whole lot of games this year. Our second baseman, he's not here today, Will McGarrigle. He came in as a freshman and started at second base the entire year. He only had, I think, 7-8 errors on the year. Played really well.
Wow.
He also pitched against some high-level competition. He pitched against Eastlake and Hollins and some of the better teams that we saw. Just as a more or less, you know, his velocity isn't up there, right? So we kind of pulled some Kevin Cash stuff a lot this year. So
I was going to say, you guys are reminiscent of the guys right across the street, the prop, at piecing teams together.
Yep.
No superstars, no standout athlete that everybody, well, with the exception over across the street, they got Wander Franco.
Yep.
But the reality is you're doing it right. And you're the Kevin Cash of Boca Ciega, patching holes. Finding guys that can come in and make a difference. You got your Mike Zanino right here. So this is kind of a fun story, actually.
It is, and you know, I try to think about things from that nature too with Kevin and how he does things. We pieced a lot of games together, faster, slower arms, different arm slots and such. You know, to really help us, and it did. When you don't have a lot to go off of. As far as guys that are standing there, like, you know, we faced a couple of teams that had like 20 to 25 players.
I was going to ask that. Pitchers, what's a typical roster at the high school level?
I believe that you're supposed to keep 22 is
and
my
understanding.
And you have 14?
Or
yeah, 14.
Yep. 12 with the injuries.
Yes.
Now, folks, that is a testament to Coach Mike Miller here. You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, we are perched atop Ferg Sports Bar and Grill talking baseball right across from Tropicana Field, home of the Rays. They'll be back on Friday against the Toronto Blue Jays. And last night they came out with a late win in the bottom of the 10th, 8-7, out in Seattle, and again do battle with the Mariners again tonight. It's a testament to you, but again, it's a testament to all these youngsters believing in you. Back to your philosophy, and then we'll continue with Ben. You do situational pitching changes quite often?
Absolutely.
During the course of a game like Cash does?
Absolutely.
I bet the opposing coaches are like, what's he do, watching Rays games every night at home? And
there are a couple of games this year that we actually transitioned pitchers almost every inning.
Oh, over there like, this game is lasting long. You're like, hey, man. You want to try this with 12 kids?
Yeah. You know, and you get into, with the season, you know, there's kind of an expectation to play 20-plus games. They give you 15 that they pay for, and then you're kind of expected to fill in some more gaps. So when you're talking the length of
they
the
only
season,
pay for 15 games?
So yeah.
This is another atrocity.
Yeah, the school district pays for 15, and then we add 15, and we have to come up with, through our fundraising efforts, we either pay for the umpires or we pay for the bus transportation.
So you buy your uniforms, you got to pay for games.
Well, we get the jerseys. They provide us with the jerseys and balls for the season. So
I don't want to throw any in the bus, but I just get so upset when I talk to you public school coaches that are working your butts off. And you got to pay for it. You got to do fundraising for uniforms. It's just, and it's the haves and the have-nots, as you're well aware of these programs out there.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of haves on. I've had the Jesuits of the world, you know, and they're walking around with, you know, C-notes hanging out of their pockets as far as to spend on their programs. And here you guys have to do fundraising. And we'll talk more about that as I have talked to Matt about it and Ferg. So, anyway, so what a phenomenal job you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it. But to be honest, you know, I got five guys that assist me through volunteering that do a great job. I got a team of kids that believe in what we talk about, and it's really easy to get out there and sweat with them on the field when they're willing to meet you halfway and buy into what's going on.
What's a young kid that is on the football staff? Joey, you've met him before.
Connor Dugan?
No, one other guy. Babyface graduated. He graduated. This is the coach.
Oh, okay.
It'll come to me. Anyway, so you have five guys that are assisting you.
Yeah. So one of them is behind you. This is actually Joe's dad, Larry Geiger. He helps out.
Well, I applaud you, Larry, for your contributions to this team. You know, you've got emotional equity in it, but obviously the time that it takes is tough, and you probably tougher on him than he is the rest of the guys.
You know,
it's a good balancing act.
You would think that, but he's done a great job balancing it across the board. And I think all my staff does. You know, we're a mixture of tough love and understanding. You know, we coach them hard, but we're also there to help them grow as individuals. And it's a goal for everybody on my staff. If you want to be on the staff and you want, then you've got to care about where the kids are going in their life outside of baseball, too.
All right, Ben, you're going to play American Legion this summer as well?
Oh, yeah.
Well, What are the birthday plans? Or do you even know? Do you have a girlfriend? I can't remember if you had a girlfriend.
No, I do not.
I told you that was a good move at your age. Another good move for a 17-year-old. You got plenty of time for that. So no plans for your birthday?
No, I think I'm just going to wing it, see where the day takes me.
Come on, man. You know what? Those are typically the best days in life at any age. You wing it, like, instead of structuring, because then you're disappointed. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. No, you just ring it, you're rock and roll, and you have fun. So I bet your family probably has something planned.
Maybe they do.
Well, it's Mother's Day weekend. You got kicked. Yeah. You get kicked to the curb with your birthday. Mama takes precedence in the house, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah. But she's wonderful. I love her.
Well, you better keep that up. There won't be any birthday presents without that happy Mother's Day shout out there.
Yeah.
All right. I asked you guys before, do you get too many Rays games?
Yeah, we go to quite a few. I go with a lot of times with Joe over there. He'll drag me off the couch and say, hey, you want to go to a Rays game? And then we'll end up going and having a pretty good time.
Is that your favorite team?
Oh, yeah, favorite team.
Favorite player?
Right now? It was Glasnow, but he's kind of hurt. So I'll go with Franco. I like Franco.
Well, you know, it'd be great if Glasnow came back. Oh, yeah. But this year, you know, it's early in the season. They're 500.
Yep.
And I grew up a Yankee fan. The greatest team that money can buy. I started going towards the Rays because of the fact of what they do. And it's a blueprint for the Boca Chica Pirates, man. Low payroll. You guys aren't getting the jack that everybody else gets. You got 12, you know, mighty, like I said, the Bad News Bears. You guys are battling against these, you know, the haves with these rich traditions. You're building your own tradition. Can you get a, like the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade teams? Do you have a feeder system that you don't?
Not allowed.
That's another thing that's just, it blows me away here.
Yeah, not allowed really any contact with them as a coach or speaking about it. Really not allowed to engage with that next crew that'll come up through in the middle school. They put a lot of onus into not recruiting and not stepping into that. So, you know, pretty much what we get are the people that registered for Boca Ciega. You know, I've heard from many people now a lot of kind words about our program and what we're doing, and you know that they want to, you know, send their children to a place with a coach that's doing what we're doing. So, you know, maybe those type of things will expand our enrollment in the future. But yeah, we can't get out there and say, hey, this is who we are. Well, come see us.
When we get all of our platforms completed this summer with the Eckerd College kids, I want to do a piece on you guys. And that'll be one of our first podcasts about what your mission statement is at Boca Ciega is student athletes. That needs to get out there, and the fact that you've done it with just 12 kids and limited resources, and because people will look at wins and losses, and you don't know, that's just the reality of it, and go, well, who cares about Boca Ciega baseball? Well, you know what? You do. You guys do. And you need... You need some energy and some assistance for people to see the story, and that's what it takes. So you and I, you know, we communicate off and on, and so does Matt and I. But let's make a point to do that, because I think it's very important. Because as other schools I've talked to, these guys have been playing baseball together, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. They go into 9th grade, and one of these teams, and I'm not going to talk teams right now on the air, but one of the teams had, like, I think 8 ninth graders, and 6 of them started. But they've been playing together forever. You guys all had to meet each other. Some of you played together, knew each other. But again, that's another obstacle that you had to overcome.
Absolutely. You know, and that kind of chemistry that comes from playing with somebody and knowing they're going to be where they're supposed to be and having that trust makes all the difference in the world, especially when you're in a real close, hard-fought game. You know, you got to trust the people that are around you, and it takes time to build that.
All right, well, he probably thinks we forgot about him. He's sitting over here and looks like he's mad at the old man. Push the mic over there. And you were down last time, too. I can't remember your name, though. I can't remember what I had for breakfast. So what's your name, young man?
Nolan.
Nolan? Named after Nolan Ryan?
I actually am, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. You a tough guy like Nolan Ryan?
When I need to be.
You're kind of quiet like this young guy. Your position?
Third base. I'm a pitcher.
The hot corner.
Just a little outfield. Yeah.
That's the beauty. You got versatility in your 12 warriors that play. You're a junior?
Freshman.
Freshman. Yeah. That's great to hear too. So the future's bright. You obviously believe in Coach Mike Miller here, and your favorite memory of the 2022 season as a freshman?
I mean, there's so many to count. The win against Osceola was great. It was just so fun to be part of the team in that moment and just watch that go down. And it was just such a great thing to see because, like, many young pitchers can't, like, do what Tyler Stockstill did and hold...
You're talking about going an entire game.
Yeah, going
amazing
an entire game and hold a team like that who's built on like mainly a lot of hitting, who's built on hitting, and hold them for three or four innings, and yeah. But that was probably my favorite moment. I mean, the Northeast walk-off was great too, though. I mean, that was super fun to be part of.
Very impressive. Your favorite moment for you personally, something that you did as a ninth grader, which is very impressive.
Against Pinellas Park, I had my first start. I started at third base. We were down a couple people, and I was happy that I got in there. And I felt really good to have a couple some at bats and make some get some chances in the field. And definitely, I also got to pitch against Gibbs. That was very fun.
A little nervous for you? A little butterflies?
I hit my first. I hit the first guy on the first pitch.
Hey, at least they knew you're out there. You hit the first batter, and that wakes them up. And Coach, did you make a little visit to the mound?
Actually, no. In that moment, I just looked at my assistants, and I said, well, he acclimated himself to high school baseball pretty quick there. But he ultimately struck out the side to finish the inning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Talk about resilience, young man. So your first high school pitch as a ninth grader, you whack the guy, you give him a base, and then you strike out the side.
Yes.
Or you get the side out. Do you strike out the side?
Strike out the side.
Wow. Now that's focus. That's composure for a ninth grader. And you got a bright future. If you want a bright future at home, you better do a shout out now.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom. She's downstairs eating lunch with his fiance. So,
what's mom's name?
Rebecca.
All right. Happy Mother's Day, Rebecca, because you'll be able to archive this and listen to it.
Yeah.
You got a very bright future. You got a couple juniors here. I got to ask Ben here. What'd you think about his first time on the mound when he hit the batter? Did you think, we got a rook, he's in trouble?
Oh, I had all the confidence in the world in him.
Tell the truth.
I was confident in him. I saw the look in his eyes.
Just don't hit the next guy.
I saw the look in his eyes when he got out there. I was like, oh, he's fine.
Just don't hit the next guy because then we're gonna have an issue and coach will be involved.
That's the thing. I struck out another guy and then I hit another guy.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah. So, this is the same at bat?
This is
your second batter?
Yes, second batter. Okay. I struck the next guy out, and then I hit another one.
Okie dokie. Well, I bet the next time you play that team, everybody's going to say, listen, don't crowd that plate.
Yeah.
Because he's the Bob Gibson. You don't even know who that is from my era. You crowd the plate, you're going down. Well, I look forward to you following your career, and you had all the confidence in the world.
I had all the confidence in the world in him.
Okay, well, let's ask the man behind the plate. If he had all the confidence, what did you go talk to him or say anything to him after he whacked the second guy?
Well, while he was pitching, I was actually in center field because we were up by a little bit, so we let Kimon actually catch. He's one of our freshmen. He did pretty good, but I don't really remember if he went up to him and talked to him, but I was in center field, so it was something to see from out there.
Something to see. All right. Well, Coach, I've thoroughly enjoyed this young man. I look forward to following your career. And I like tough guys like that throw inside, you know. Respect the plate, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, respect the plate, but you don't like giving up those bases. But, hey, you struck out the side and nothing for the loss, right?
Absolutely. In pitching inside in high school baseball now, it's definitely a task. A lot of guys crowd that plate, and it's tough. And I know a few of our guys, you know, we gave up some hit batsmen this year because of it. So it's an art, and you got to learn it early. So I'm glad he got it out of the way.
Well, he's Mike Miller. He's the Kevin Cash of Pinellas County right now, as far as I'm concerned. Working with Little and creating some magic and building a program. Kids that believe him. He's got a young man heading to college, Missouri Valley, Missouri, the Vikings. Big O, stick around. I'm going to quiz you if you... Unless you're wore out, he had a tough day at the golf course. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for coming down, Coach. Let's stay in touch. We'll talk about some other topics that Matt and I are talking about on the football side as well. But go Pirates, and you guys have a great summer. You have a great birthday, and just wing it. Uh-huh. I wish I was 17 years old and could wing it. I'm 65, and I can't even bring it right now. Oh, my God. All right, that's always a lot of fun. I'm going to get Big O and Ray Kennedy over here. I thought we were getting the Gibbs basketball guys. Have a great weekend, young man. There's my buddy in the wings making sure that the Boca Ciega kids kept under control here. That's always a lot of fun. And the Big O, Oscar Garner III, I want to thank you for going out to the Children's Miracle Fund event. But I was a little disappointed. You know the first thing he says to me on the air? It's hot out here. This is on the air. It's hot out here. I can't find any shade. I'm like, you're one of the smartest kids I've met. You got a business degree from Michigan State School of Business, and you can't find shade.
You know what? I was trying to get some little healthy banter on there. I didn't know you were going to come on here and kill me afterward, but it's all good.
Hey, you did a great job. It sounded like it was a superb event. And
it was great. The turnout was solid. I missed the shotgun. I did use my drink tickets though. I did get a chance to do that. But no, it was a great setup, and they're doing it to benefit, you know, a child's dream to go on that Alaskan cruise, raising some good money. Met the executive director out there. But you know how I feel about golf and reaching the youth and finding ways to give back to the community. You know how I feel about that.
Absolutely. And our relationships that we're starting to develop with First Tee. And next week I'm going to have you you won't have to do double duty. I'll bring Gary over unless you want to do the golf show. But I'm going to have you break down NBA because Ray's not an NBA guy. He's a wizard on every other sport. I can go along with, but I got to have you and bring Alex if he'd like to. And we'll talk some NBA. And, of course, I already let him know in the opening that you are a bandwagon Celtics fan.
Biggest bandwagon, yes, sir.
Well, you should be a Pistons fan.
I should come with my Tatum jersey just to double down.
I've told you I think they could win it all. But right now, it's a crapshoot, the NBA.
It's tough. It's tough because you have the...
Look at the Grizzlies, man.
And Giannis is coming into his own. Every year we say something about Giannis, and every year he goes into the offseason, fixes it, and comes out. He's like, what do you got now? He's carrying the team, and it's going to be a good Celtics-Bucks is going to be a really good series. Game 3 on Saturday.
I'm loving this Grizzlies, and of course you got the youngster, and
you see Brooks got suspended.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah,
broken elbow.
Yeah,
for Gary Payton Jr.
When you make a play, you have to make a play on the ball. You can't just swipe in the name of swiping.
No, and Gary Payton Jr. goes down, and that's Golden State Warriors, and very important cog. All right, man. Now go do what young guys do on Saturdays. You're probably going to go crash.
No. I'm probably going to go drink a little bit.
Yeah, well, you got a little start. There you go.
You know, while he's here, though, if you don't mind, let me just interject here. Because not only are you one of the coolest guys I know and solid 100% professional, but he saved my tuchus out here a couple of weeks ago. I do not know a nicer guy. And you talk to him, and you can see it. He's humble as heck, and he's got a heart of gold. So just
come on. I give him enough love, man. We got a long future together.
No. Mike bust my ball, so bring it on just a little bit more.
Well, I wasn't gonna say that. Okay, yeah, I
love the kid. I love the kid, but you know, it's tough love. You got to kill him with kindness. You know, his dad dad and his grandpa probably would like my approach once in a while.
Yeah. It's definitely echoing of. I feel like I never left home.
Yeah, perfect. I can't wait to meet the two of them. All right, young man, have a great day. If you want to go down and have some beverages and a bite to eat at the bar, just tell Brittany put on my tab.
I appreciate it.
All right, you deserve it. All right, now let's talk to if you happen to see anybody down there that's got Gibbs gear on, tell them we're up here. And they can fly up for a little conversation at the end here. And I got a young intern that was going to come and watch the show as well. So, my man, Ray Kennedy, thank you very much for filling in for Kenny and Sherry.
Like I told Sherry, often imitated, maybe, but never duplicated. Of course, Ken and Sherry are going to be back north in Iowa for a couple of months, but we'll see them back on the next cycle here.
They're doing a lot of family stuff right now, but I'm such a jackass.
What would you do?
I was calling him yesterday. He didn't answer.
You're in Illinois.
He was with family. He didn't answer, but I was calling him. Terry and I cooked out down the...
Oh, God. You got to bust his chops.
Down on the beach, and it was beautiful for sunset.
It was nice.
And I was going to call him, and I go... I should have left a voicemail. Hey, dude, chicken's on at 6:30. See you in a little bit. And at the end of the message, make it just sound superb. And go, oh, damn, I forgot you're not living here right now.
That tugs. That tugs hard.
That'd be horrible. Anyway, and you brought your right-hand man, Tristan.
Yes, sir.
So I appreciate that. Let's talk about what's going on in St. Pete right now. Of course, I love this time of year, especially at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, you've been hanging out forever, and I've been here now 6 years, going back to March Madness with Mark Ferguson. But when the seasons overlap last year, the last couple of years, you've had Rays Bucks overlap.
Yes.
Playoff wise.
And Lightning.
And Lightning.
Really, all three of them have mingled nice.
So right now,
And you know what the worst part is? Not worse, but the Rowdies are also doing it, locking it down.
They don't get enough love, but we're going to start putting a lot of love on.
That's what I'm talking about, because they are, going back to the kick in the grass Rowdies at the old Big Sombrero in the 70s with Rodney Marsh as the coach and player. And I watched Pele when he played for the Cosmos at Tampa Stadium. Phenomenal. But. They've all been overlapped, and that's the one thing they have in common for me. The thread that runs through it all is the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here.
Well, I've been using Champa Bay. I actually protected the Champa Bay Sports Connection and .com.
Yes, sir.
So they got to keep being Champas in some capacity.
Yes.
And, they're in the hunt right now, all the teams. There's not one of these organizations that you see as bottom feeders or perennial losers. I don't see that happening again. Because of the vibe that's in this area, right. And players want to come be a part of that vibe.
Yeah, we see it with the NFL Alumni Association and our people we know around here. We're so fortunate. We're blessed. St. Pete's history was always the green benches on both sides of Central, going back to the 50s. But I'm telling you what, we've got the most diverse and depth. Deep people here that have come down from all walks of life, all sports, and just being able to interview them and talk with them and bring them on here is basically that's one of the most exciting things, from peewees to preps to pros. It's just exciting down here at Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
All right, so anything of note take place this week in Bucks camp?
We had a story on Bucks Report this week. I can go ahead and talk about it. The running back, the fourth round running back we take, and I apologize, his name is escaping me right now, but he basically says that he wants to, his mentality is he wants to be a starter. He knows Lenny Fournette's in front of him. He knows Keyshawn Vaughn's here and Giovanni Bernard.
But he's got to have that attitude.
But then, on the flip side, you got Ryan Tannehill says it's not his job to teach a Malik Willis to play, but he didn't say it in the context of not wanting to work with this kid. He said he's not a coach. It's not his job. But so the media is kind of like that. You got to walk that. But my point with the running back is that's a mentality that you want to have for a Buccaneer player coming in here. Even if you're third or fourth or undrafted free agent, you want to be a starter.
I can't. Maybe it was Ronnie Payton, Night Train Lane, those guys. I respect everybody over there, WDA.
Yes, sir.
And listen to them, and other people saying, "Well, why are you promoting the competition?" Well, we're not competition. We actually could be a feeder system to them, because we do all these unique interviews and conversations, and we're putting a lot of focus on the preps. But I was traveling. I missed that Ronald Jones is gone.
No longer here. No, in fact, you're putting me on a spot now, because he signed with another team. Fortunately, it's not a team in the NFC South. But,
Was it the Chiefs?
Oh, you're right. It was the Chiefs. And
I wasn't completely out of it.
O.J. Howard went where?
Buffalo Bills.
You're so good. You do your research. Yes, sir.
You think I'm just a stumbler, fumbler, and bumbler. But that woman right behind you talking to your son,
yes.
She could tell you right now that I watch more sports in my little beach bungalow. I've got two screens.
Love it.
And I've got something going on constantly in between when I'm working on things. So I try to stay on top of it so I can keep up with you. But what's the call right now on Rob Gronkowski?
Wow. So they draft Hood. You got the fourth round tight end. Some say his blocking is one of his strongest suits. He seems like a player the Bucks drafted to definitely fill in that mold for the future. But Mike, I'm telling you, when I saw the kid out, when I saw Gronkowski out there in Vegas with his party, he's just being Gronk. And again, I remind people that 5 years, 4 years ago, he retired because of that back. He had some severe back injuries. He punctured a lung and had back injuries in 2021, missed up to 5 games. So at this point, you know, Ali Marpet walked away to go back, and he wants to walk away while he can. He makes his first Pro Bowl, made his millions. He said his plan was all along. At this point, I'm going almost 40-60. I mean, I think Gronk could
still 40-60?
Wow. 60. I don't see. At first, I thought it was just a money thing to keep a spell. They're going to let some, you know, because they have a 90-player roster limit right now. But I'm starting to get to the point where I'm thinking he might just be thinking about, you know, the next phase.
All right. So all the pieces pretty much look to be in place. Any possibility that Edelman joins the Bucs?
Wow. So Julian. Now he retired. And the Patriots still technically own his rights. But then, like they did with Gronkowski, they switched seven.
This is TMZ stuff.
Right? You know, he gets together and runs routes with him. And Brady likes to stay fresh and run routes. And he still does it with a few of his receivers. But the thing is, it's just that kid, he's had so many injuries on that knee. It's just bone on bone. And could he come in and play? I'm not saying he couldn't. It's just, again, it's a question of, you know, they got the rest of their young lives to live. And even if you're getting paid and having fun, maybe it's, you know, got to start thinking about the future. But then, you know, robotics are getting better by the year.
He's Ray Kennedy. In fact, you'll be able to see and hear him on Hoovy.tv here in the next 30 days. We're launching his daily, weekly, whatever he wants to do piece. Tell people how they find you, Ray Kennedy.
I'm doing a show tonight. I'm actually going to be on Bucks Report tonight. I'm doing a little Saturday night sunset shot. I haven't exactly got the full thing set up.
Come down to Sunset Beach and give us some love once in a while.
If you can give me a power cord out to the beach, all I need is power.
Huh. Well, I can't give you a power cord, but Caddy's is right there.
There's
power cords right there.
I'd rather do it in the bungalow with the two TVs because I know you'll feed me as well, brother.
Well, I will feed you. In fact, you would have had a feast last night.
Oh,
I had a little chicken. I cooked this stuff. I had a little barbecue chicken, sweet corn, watermelon, cheese, broccoli.
Because let me
and Wells Blue Bunny ice cream from the great state of Iowa to top it off.
There
was enough for more people.
Well, let me paint a picture for those out here in St. Pete listening to us today on all of our stations. Is that they got the LSU party going on down?
I was just
going
to say I went to that when I first started working for Mark.
Did you get some of the crawdads? They got the big, you know, Old Bay shrimp coming.
They don't
up.
Call them crawdads.
Crawfish.
Crawdads are in Iowa, dude, in the river.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell Cajuns. Hey, you got any crawdads? I'd like to have some.
They probably get my tookas beat.
No, they think you're going fishing.
It smells good anyway. So I digress.
I went over the lineup today. We got NHL. We got NBA games.
Yes.
We've got at 6:57 the Run for the Roses,
which is great. You even covered the Bandits. I'm impressed. You covered the Bandits game against the Birmingham Stallion tonight.
What's the deal? We've got about 7 minutes.
Oh, here we go.
I hate to waste a minute on it, but we will get involved in some capacity.
Yeah.
Why are they not? They're the Tampa Bandits. Why are they not playing in Tampa Bay? It makes no sense.
So literally the entire plan all along, the entire plan for season one is to get to season two. And they Fox
overhead. Got,
overhead, keeping all the teams combined.
Maybe, they're all playing in Birmingham?
But all eight teams are playing in Birmingham. Now when they
it's
get to
the bubble version.
Well, and that's why. Remember when this league was in its development 2 years ago, we were still rock hard through a pandemic. So you got to imagine some of that went into the thinking. But at the end of the day, it's just rather than have them at these different locations, you keep them centralized. But the playoffs now, those will
playoffs. You're talking playoffs.
I'm talking playoffs.
USFL.
So, yeah, so that will be at the former owner of the Saints. Forget his name, but the name of the stadium.
The car dealer.
Yeah, but the stadium at the Hall of Fame is named after Benson. Benson Stadium.
Yep.
And the playoffs and
his wife still owns it now.
Yes, she does. Gail Benson. And the playoff postseason will be played there in Canton. So a lot of things connecting it back to the Shield, to the big, you know, big league, the big NFL. But
that I like, and I like that you brought that to people's attention.
Right.
And I like the NFL official element.
In fact, they just announced this week they're hiring three more officials because they've had a few retiring, and they're not shy about the fact that all of their officials that through the pipeline are operating in the USFL. And so they're getting that real-time professional league.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. No people in the crowds. And this time it's not because of COVID. It's just because of the crowds.
Nobody's going to the game. Well, there's only so many people in Birmingham. I've been to Birmingham a few times.
Right.
let me ask you this. Are they experimenting with new technology and new rulings?
100%. So they do the thing where you've got the one-point conversion, the two-point conversion, or you can go for a three-point conversion post-touchdown if you go for it from the 10-yard line. So, and a team has tried that now. I believe they were successful. You also have the kickoffs have been moved back to – remember how they were moving up to the 35 and 80% of your kickoffs are touchbacks?
Yeah.
Now they're back at the 25 and 90% of your kickoffs are returns of some sort. So, you know, whereas the other – that was probably more for glitz and glamour because they want to put eyes on
the truck. Ray, I didn't realize – you got a bouncy house out here.
Yes.
Mark Ferguson, I call him the P.T. Barnum of the greater Tampa area. And today we've got the LSU alumni party.
Great party.
With crawdads. Anyway, you got a bouncy house. Can you imagine some of these people getting liquored up and getting in the bouncy house? It is, thank God. Well, I've seen some drunken big kids. Yeah, I didn't say, I've seen some drunken big kids down here at Ferg's.
Oscar, after he has had a couple.
Yeah, can you imagine that bouncy house late at night? Oh, my.
Well, let me tell you something. There's no parking here today because the Rays are West Coast. They play again this evening against the Seattle Seahawks of Mariners.
Mariners.
Hope to keep that five in a row going because they are nipping right at the heels of the Yankees.
But Six games above 500,
17-10. But, Coach, he's rare out here on parking days when we have a home game. But this LSU party and all the events today, all 92-plus televisions on, Coach is still in Coach's rare element, which to me, if you've got Coach in that element, you're here as a coach, as
Mark Ferguson.
As a Mark
and he was a coach.
Yes, sir. If you're here as a patron at Ferg's and Coach is on his game like he is today, then you are looking to have a great time.
All right, my man. So our man, Ben Botham, the Botham Lion in baseball, will be here on the 23rd. You two are going to collect.
Of May.
Some dunce thought it was April.
Happens.
Yeah,
it happens.
I had a call in from the frozen tundra.
You should have saw. You talk about a tukus.
Yeah.
I was staring at the trop, and I'm like, hey, Ben's not here, but thankfully you came in. And, of course, Ken Knowles, our executive producer, and, you know, he's not just a
– oh, we've already gave him enough.
All right, but
he's sitting in some tavern right now with a butt in his mouth, a jade – naturally, he's probably got a Bloody Mary going, and he's got it on speaker. Yeah, I made my radio debut with these guys.
This is me. Wait.
You want a couple autographs? Kenny the Jet. Kenny G, my man.
Kenny the Jet. I like that. Is that a nickname?
Yeah.
Kenny the Jet.
At least it's Benny the Jet from Sandlot.
Okay, yeah. Benny Jet.
Sandlot's been on three times this week.
Love it.
There isn't a better movie, family movie, that's timeless.
And I could turn it on now that I've seen it so many times. I somehow always turn it on. At the very end when he's playing for the Dodgers and Benny Jets is on third base and he steals home and they go crazy and I'm like every time boom there's a tear. It must be the humidity here.
Yeah. I'm sweating down here in Florida. So you know what tomorrow is? I hope.
Sunday. Yeah. Mother's Day, right? Yes. Gosh, yes.
Because I want you to stay in my world, and I don't want you to get in any trouble. I could go to Dollar Tree and get a couple cards for
I
you.
I might need some assistance. I'm going to go see my mom in the morning. So
there you go.
Be great. We're going to have...
So how about a shout-out to your mother, all the mothers out there?
My mom, Lynn Tabor, my other mother, Karen Groves, Kennedy, everybody, my mother-in-law, Mary Dyer, but everyone out there. And, you know, I always finish my shows off, and again, I'll be on tonight, Buck Support. Everyone needs to know someone cares today. Why don't you be the one to let them know? Let your mom know, or someone who's been a mother figure to you, how much they mean to you this Mother's Day. It goes a long way.
I like that, Ray. For Bob Bauer, the Triton volleyball girls, of course, Boca Ciega baseball, I love those kids, and Mike Miller doing a superb job. Joe Boudreau, Big Ed on the controls. And, of course, Ray Kennedy, Tristan here. Girlfriend showed up. Terry West taking some pictures for me today. Happy Mother's Day and to my mom out there. Thanks for listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous week. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Ukraine. Have a championship week. And most importantly, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there.